When we bent before an out-of-the-blue doorway to a make-believe fable, I never in a minute imagined the shocking truth about Heath's cloak and dagger drama. I was a fairy tale candy floss licking doe-eyed fantasy. He was a mirror glass double agent lizard warding off my worries. He said, "Look, we're moving towards the light at the end of the tunnel." But I didn't see anything but flickering white flames licking the jagged edges of a devilish cave. Candy floss threads melting into the fine lines of my thin-skinned being as he handed me over a fluffy snow-white puppy. Overwhelmed by his believable loyalty, I wondered what was behind his sinister eyelids. "Who are you in this creepy stillness?" I yelled. "Are you afraid of my darkness?" he hissed, turning away from me. "You need to know this dark side of mine. For I'm a dapper demon, lusting after playful disorder and a solitary lamb. I'll replace your candy floss with fire and brimstone to torment your innocence and your sweet awkwardness, and let you be fooled by the tingling sound of sticky childhood memories. A memory of distant joy followed by a cloudy premonition, an intoxicating wave of quiet ecstasy. When I finally woke up from my fragile sleep, sliding through a thin vibrating membrane, back to my ghost corner, I begged him to really love me. He told me what we had was not real. I turned my haunted face towards his features carved in stone, his biting words evaporating in a colorless haze, leaving a taste like the end of everything. "It's not less real when you silence it," I whispered. "Will you believe me if I shout?" he mumbled. "Didn't you see that ugly writing on the wall? It said, time after time, love shall wither and die, and you'll still be here, left with nothing but a thousand pickpockets in your heart and the downfall of all your desires." I screamed bloody murder, yet nothing but dust came out of my scaly dry mouth. And while someone else was singing a fucking love song, sending lustful shivers down the lover's spine, I cringed in the dark. Carelessly, he witnessed my world drop like a rock, his wicked plot slipping into place like well-oiled cogwheels. And the only thing left from our romance is a thousand horrifying nightmares and the sorry ashes of a cremated white poodle. Still, he's on the light side of feeling blue, as always saved by a sanctimonious entitlement, whipped into misty-eyed action, off the hook once again. My dreary body rests in the slimy gutter, 1,000 years old at least. My mind paralyzed like a stupefied doe in headlights, doing its usual thing, creating smoke to distract the backbiters. A silent weapon firing blanks, maliciously destroyed, dissolved in a twisted dream. But this wasn't just a twisted dream